This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And make themselves at home? Are y'all okay with getting straight up owned by New York? Because that's exactly what happened. I'm Jim Rome.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Live from the Tasty Cake Studios. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, Jeremiah
Trotter.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Howie Roseman.
Nice to be talking to you.
What are you thinking, man? You think we should trade up and take you right here? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd love that.
Yeah, you're an Eagle, brother. Just like it's meant to be. Right where you're back home, brother. Proud of you.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Jeremiah.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Coach Sirianni.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, congrats, man.
Jeremiah, how old were you when I first met you?
I'm
two,
so sure I was
two,
young.
Three,
yeah.
Four. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Just really huge congrats. Congrats to your dad. And I loved your mother, so.
Thank you.
Congrats. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Emotional moment for sure is the afternoon show.
Wow.
WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I wonder, I mean, you, and we'll have Jeremiah and Jeremiah Jr. on in a moment. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you felt emotional when it happened as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Excited for him. Hell, my family was over there with the Trotters Friday night.
I remember you saying that on Friday.
Yeah, and I was at the house waiting for him to be drafted. And it didn't happen Friday night. So, you know, Saturday, get up early, play a round of golf, and wanted to make sure I got back and home in time for the draft to start. I knew the Eagles had multiple picks in that fifth round, and I knew they had a fourth round pick. So certainly wanted to be there to see the picks through at that point. And then once his name was called, like I said, it was sheer jubilation at the house. A lot of yelling and high-fiving and hugging, just happy that he got drafted, but then also to be drafted here. Like I said, that really was just icing on the cake, the fact that the Eagles drafted him.
Joining us now on the WIP Afternoon Show, Trot and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., a new Eagle, an old Eagle. I say that. I say old respectfully. Welcome to the show, fellas.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Trot? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. Well, hold on. Step to the side and let the star of the show get in here.
There you go.
Yeah, nephew, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So let me start off here. The weekend, how was the draft experience for you? I mentioned right before you came on that, you know, you had family out at the house Friday, and I know we were all hoping that you went earlier than you did, but what was the process like for you, and were you still able to enjoy it when your name was called?
You know, just anxious to see what happens, what team was going to pick me. I probably said it was the most, or what I was feeling. But I still enjoyed the process. I know when it comes to the draft, you never know where you're going to go. Sometimes you wish it go smoothly, and you go maybe like when, like what you said, I had the party on Friday, ended up then go day two. But, you know, it is what it is. I know God has a plan, and his plan was for me to be picked up by Philly. And I'm blessed and grateful for the opportunity. I'm ready to get.
Now, to be clear, when we address Trot, we're going to call him Trot, and when we address Jeremiah, we're going to call him Jeremiah, just so there's no confusion.
Trot is dad, Jeremiah's son.
Jeremiah's son. Jeremiah, Spike Eskin here. Did you have any inkling prior to the Eagles selecting you that it might be going that way?
Honestly, no, I didn't.
My bad, I got confused that quick.
How's it like at home? How does he? So Jeremiah,
his mom used to call Big Jeremiah and Little Jeremiah.
We could do that too. So Little Jeremiah, you didn't have any inkling that the Eagles were going to select you at that spot. You didn't feel like it might be going that way.
I didn't know that they're going to pick me there. I knew, they were definitely interested. You know, I had a great talks with them. I had a visit with them. It went really good. But, I mean, you just never know. So when I got the call from Howie and, you know, it officially was happening, you know, I was super, super excited, super happy, super grateful, and, just ready to get going.
You know, Jeremiah, watching the draft all weekend, sometimes you can forget watching it when they're evaluating players that those are actually people somewhere. You know, they're talking about their strengths and their weaknesses. And
right.
You know, you have to go through that. You have to go through people evaluating you. Maybe you've never met. Maybe you've never seen all those sorts of things. What is it like hearing, I don't know, criticisms of you by those people in the media as you're sitting there waiting?
Yeah, you know, it's something that you got to get be used to. As a football player, when you're playing football and you're in the profession, I mean, that's something that comes along with the job. You know, you're going to get criticized, you're going to get critiqued. And honestly, it's going to be in the media and then also coaches. Coaches are going to be critiquing you and criticizing you, telling you what you need to work on, what you need to get better at. So that's just something that you just got to be have the right mentality for, to see, you know, the message in it. Sometimes when it comes to coaching, you got to be able to, hear the good and maybe in the message that, you know, you get that's being received. So that's something I just had I have a good mentality for. I know how to take criticism, and I'm always trying to improve my game. So I try to look at all angles and try to just be a better player by criticizing myself as well and areas of my game that I need to work on.
Trot, we're looking at this weekend, man, and you had the unique perspective of being in this position yourself 20 plus years ago. As a player, what was that like for you this weekend, man? As a dad, being there and knowing the hard work that you and the boys have put in throughout their careers and to see Jeremiah see his dream come true. What was the process like for you from a dad standpoint this draft weekend?
Man, it was a blessing. It was a blessing, and it was frustrating at the same time. Like, yeah, we've been so happy about something, but frustrated at the same time. If I can kind of explain it that way, mm-hmm. But you know, when you get that phone call, man, it's a big relief. You're grateful, you're humbled, and just thankful to have an opportunity, because there's a lot of people that was waiting by that phone that didn't get a call.
Yeah.
And we just feel fortunate. We feel fortunate to be in a great organization, man. He's in a great situation with the Eagles right now. Right across the bridge, man. Don't have to move. Don't have to pack. No nothing, you know. And so we just thankful, man. And hopefully he gets to don the 5-4. Also, I hear it's free. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm just really proud of him, all the work that he's put in. Because like you know as well as I know, it doesn't matter where you go. There was a few linebackers taken before me. I had one of the roughest rookie seasons that you can possibly imagine, and I think I turned out pretty good, you know. And even you, Ike, you played what, 10 years,
nine.
9 years?
Yep, 9. Yep.
What round were you?
Fifth round pick.
Fifth round, man. And you niched your legacy, cemented your legacy, and to play 9 years, man, you far surpassed a lot of people that was drafted in the fifth round, man. So it's all about what you do when you step on that football field. You know what I'm saying? And you can't control where people pick you. You can't. That's something you can't control. Mm-hmm. Only thing you can control is hitting somebody in the mouth and making football plays.
I know that's right, man. We're on with former Eagles great legend Jeremiah Trotter and newly Eagles fifth-round draft pick Jeremiah Trotter Jr. For either one of you to answer this, I'm perfectly fine with it, but I got to pose the question to both of you because Tam meant a lot to everybody who knew her, who were friends with you guys and who were family with you guys. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask just your thoughts on what she may have been feeling Saturday. She may not have been there physically, but you both know she was there spiritually, and she poured a lot into young Jeremiah and him becoming the ball player and the young man that he is. So just your thoughts, man, on your wonderful wife Tam, who's no longer with us, and Jeremiah, your mom. Just what do you think she felt like seeing your name being called by the Philadelphia Eagles Saturday?
I'll go first, but I'd probably say this: she's definitely very happy. I know she was there in spirit and smiling down on me, my dad, and just, you know, my family in general, just very proud and happy that, you know, I can not just play in the NFL, but play back at home, you know, where my dad was playing at and made his name. And, you know, she probably, as soon as it happened, just put on a 5-4 jersey, Eagles 5-4 jersey. And, you know, just super proud and happy that her son has been accomplishing a dream that, you know, he worked for his whole life. And I thank her for everything that she's poured into me to help me become not just the football player I am today, but the man I am today.
Yeah, man, it was bittersweet day. You know, you want her to be there to enjoy that, to see her son, a lifelong dream realized, and all the hard work that he's put in to get to that point. But you know, just wasn't meant to be, man. But you know, we're very, very fortunate to have her as long as we did. She was a great mother, a great wife, and you know, she poured a lot into. She is one thing people tell you, man. She loves her children, man. She was a team mom from the time they started playing football until she breathed her last breath. And you know, it's been a tough year for the Trotter family. But you know, seeing my son get drafted, you know, by the Eagles, man, it definitely, you know, one of the bright spots for us this year.
Jeremiah, you obviously this is home for you, and the Eagles are a great organization. You are coming into a place where your dad is a legend and playing the same position for the same team. Is there any sort of nervousness or apprehension about trying to live up to him, or you know, being in the shadow of what he did?
For me, I'd probably say no, just because. My dad definitely, you know, talked to me and my brother, you know, going down this path and saying that we're our own players, our own men. And there's nothing that we have to feel like we need to live up to. You know, God bless us with abilities that everything that we need to go down this path and accomplish what we need to accomplish. And he basically just would tell me and my brother that he's always going to be proud of us no matter what. So him talking to us and, you know, explaining that to us helps. Anything, you know, if there was any pressure that was felt. But also, I know that, you know, I have all the tools I need to succeed. I just got to put in the work, keep God first, and you know, just put my head down and grind. And if I do that, you know, it would all work out, and I'll be the best player that I can be myself.
All right, Trot, I'm not going to ask Jeremiah to give me a scouting report on himself because I know how humble he is.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Is so he's not going to tell us how great of a player he is, but for you, give us a scouting report on Jeremiah. Hell, you've coached him, you've trained him, you've watched him from first time he put on a helmet, he picked up a football all the way to this point. Tell us what we're getting in this young man as a linebacker.
Well, first of all, character. Man, listen, man, you're not going to get a better character guy, better locker room guy than him, you know. And I ain't saying that's not other good guy's character, but I'm saying you're not going to find a better one. He's just as good as sports being in the locker room. As a football player, you're getting a player, man. He's been that way his whole life. I've trained him to be all three-down backers. He's a three-down backer. He can blitz, play the run, you know, coverage. So I've coached him not to have any weaknesses in his game, you know. And obviously, there's always areas you get better at. But, you know, sometimes you have a guy where he's a two-down guy or he's just a third-down guy or we can isolate this guy in that area. I don't think you can go into the game and saying, okay, we can isolate this guy in that area. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Now, he's got to go in and learn the system, put the work in, and then just let the rest go. And I know you asked Jeremiah about his legacy and, you know, pressure. Listen. He was built for pressure, man. I've trained him for pressure. He's built for pressure. And I've been telling everybody, he's going to be better than me. And nobody don't believe me. Nobody don't believe me, Ike. But all you got to do is just keep tuning in. Just keep tuning in to the game. Keep watching the games and keep watching him. And you watch what God do. Because I know what God put on the inside of him. I know what the abilities God gave him. And I know what God put on the inside of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is no pressure for anybody. This is just, hey, I know who I raised. I know the work he's put in, and I know the work he's going to continue to put in. So going in, being a professional, this is not an adjustment for him. He's been a professional since he started playing the football because I've taught him how to be a professional and what it takes to be great at your craft. He just got to continue to do it.
We're talking to Jeremiah Trotter and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Now, Trot, you might be more comfortable answering this. Now, my dad worked here and still works here, legend at WIP, and I came back to Philadelphia to do his job here. Now, Jeremiah has been celebrated a lot more than my return to Philadelphia. Now, do you think that's because of my dad or because of me?
You asking me?
Yeah.
You, man, I tell you what, man. I said, listen. Howard my guy, man. He just, you know, he made a great living off of making people not. He made a great living of people not liking him.
Yeah,
and he embraced that. He embraced it. You know, it takes a special person that can embrace all the negativity that comes his way and use that and flip it and make a great career out of it. So kudos to him, man, you know. And, you know, I think you're doing a great job with my boy, man. I can't even say my boy, man. Ike family, man. We came in together.
Yes, sir.
Our kids grew up together. We celebrated holidays together. And he's one of my brothers, man. So, you know, you guys are doing an outstanding job.
And I'll tell you what, nephew, I'm one of the few relatives. You won't have to get me tickets to the game, man. You won't have to worry about me.
You get in free, Ike.
Yeah, I get in free. Yeah, you don't have to worry about me, so I won't be calling you for tickets. One more question for you, Jeremiah, young Jeremiah. Playing back in this area, you obviously went to St. Joe's Prep. You've had teammates that have gone off and have gotten drafted in the NFL as well. Talk a little bit about that legacy, right? Like, you know, I know your dad played here and you're from this area, but also that St. Joe's Prep football program has a great legacy as well that you're a huge part of. And so just talk about, I guess, the significance of that and coming back, and I guess you can still be around some of your old your high school coaches or what have you.
St. Joe's, there's a lot of very talented players that come from St. Joe's. Most, you know, with, you know, me and Marv that came out this year, we got Kyle McCord. He's going to be a star. And then, you know, from the past, you know, DeAndre, Alameda, Zacchaeus, you know, a lot of great talent from, you know, that PA area. And they at St. Joe's, they really do a good job of developing you as a man, I say, too. How to carry yourself, you know, on the football field. You know, we have great coaches that are going to help you become better football players, but off the field when it comes to academics and teaching you how to be disciplined off the field and how you carry yourself is really what makes the players that come out of St. Joe's really be better men as well. So, you know, there's a lot of, St. Joe's does a really good job of doing that and just developing young men, you know, that will help them, you know, have traits that are going to carry them very far in their careers and just in life in general.
Jeremiah, people keep saying, you know, thank you guys both for joining us today. Yeah. And the last thing I'd say is people keep saying what a great story it is for you to get drafted, but this is only the beginning of the story, right? And what a great story it'll be to have you here. And I think, you know, I've been around here for a lot of Eagles draft picks, but I don't think I've seen everyone as excited as they were when you became a Philadelphia Eagle this weekend. So we wish you the best of luck, and you'll have all of us in your corner. I think all of Philadelphia in your corner. So good luck, but I don't think you'll need it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, I'll say this before the guys, before we let the fellas go. I know a lot gets talked about with his dad because his dad is who he is, and I don't think he is necessarily overwhelmed by that. He's been sort of dealing with that his entire life, as his name is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But this young man is going to build his own legacy. His dad has his own legacy that's already established. This young man, I think, was drafted on his own merit and is going to begin to build his own legacy as a football player. So I just want to make sure people kind of understand that this isn't some sort of ride the waves or the coattails of your dad. This is a very good football player that we've drafted, and we just so happen to also love his dad who played here as well. So I think that's just an icing on the cake to a great story, man. So thank you guys for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. Nephew, good luck. Trot, hey, man, when you gonna let me get out there and take some money from you, man, on the golf course?
Hey, you get you some new clubs,
Ike. Hey, I don't got those clubs for playing against sports no more, man. I gave those up, man.
You had some King Cobra, Ike.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll get out, Ike. We got to get out one win or something like that, bro.
Okay. And listen, I know Junior can hit him, too. He can play golf, too, so he can hit the golf ball, too. So I know that.
Yeah, he can hit it, man. He can hit it.
All right, fellas. Good luck, man. Take it easy. Thank you once again.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Man, we set up the whole call and said, you're this and you're that, and they screwed it up right away.
Just typical Trot fashion.
If it works out, yeah, which I think we all hope it does, what an amazing moment and story.
I got to tell you, Spike, I honestly would be surprised if it doesn't work out. From this standpoint, again, his dad's a four-time Pro Bowler,
right,
and All Pro. So I'm not.
You don't have to be that.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I'm not even expecting that. But would it surprise me if he's able to solidify himself here as a linebacker? It would not surprise me, because I think the intangibles are certainly there, and at that position, intellectual and intelligence carries you a long way in this game, man. London Fletcher. I can give you so many
Ike
other
Reeves.
What I'm talking about, guys that actually started at middle linebacker, okay, and that, like, London Fletcher was, I believe, a seventh round draft pick, played 14 years. He was a seventh round draft pick out of John Carroll.
And if we're being honest, not a lot of competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the best part. It really is. That is the best part. And you think about it, he came to a great situation where he has a true opportunity not just make the team, but possibly crack the line.
Well, and plus, if N'Kobe Dean can be what we thought we drafted, I mean, him and N'Kobe.
That's a future right there.
That's the future of a linebacker position.
Yeah. And what's our new guy name?
Devin White.
No.
Zach Braun. Bond.
No, man. Jalix.
Jalix,
yes.
Jalix Hunt. Yeah.
Well,
come on, man.
Maybe in a few.
You didn't want to ask Trot about the fight song?
Hit him high! Hit him low!
I don't think I've ever heard that. Is that from the pregame show?
That was a pregame. Yeah,
that should be off air. You know what I mean? Having to sing the fight song should be off air.
No, that's
one
of Jack's moments he loves on game day.
Oh, it's my favorite.
He wants to see which legend screws up.
Yeah, because you even heard my end of the week, rundown.
No.
It's where everyone screws up the fight song leading to the Eagles game. Yeah.
Trent Cole is number one, right?
Trent Cole is number one. No one will top Trent Cole. He started the Eagles fight song with the G.
G-E-A.
That is not how it goes.
Not even close.
Yeah. Coming up next, Jack, I think you could say someone let the Phillies get hot.
What idiot did that?
So Phillies sweep the Padres in San Diego, and coming up next is the Jackie Baseball Report. We take a look at what happened and what will happen. I'll tell you what's happening right now. It's 80-some friggin' degrees out here. I noticed it last night when I went to bed. I noticed it driving here, and the heat outside means one thing. That's right. It means your air conditioning. It means you got to keep that cool air in or your electric bills are going to go up. And if you don't have good windows in your house, you're in trouble. You got those old drafty windows. I know you've been thinking about replacing them, but you don't feel like it. You don't feel like spending all the money, and it's a hassle, right? No one you can count on. Go Gaida. You can count on them for both those things. You can count on them for a better price, and you can count on them for no hassle. And it's not just windows. Entry doors, front door, go Gaida. Patio door, go Gaida. Garage door, your garage door has been broken for 3 years and you haven't felt like doing anything about it, go Gaida. I mentioned, cheaper. They're going to give you 20% off all windows and doors, and they will let you start the project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest free. 20% off, no money down, and the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at gogaida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Phillies baseball. Tonight, Phillies, Angels, leading off. Starts at 8:30. Sponsored by Nissan. Nissan makes cars the thrill. Shop NissanUSA.com. The first pitch is at 9:38. Then stick around for the final out. Sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. On your exclusive home for Phillies baseball.
Bryce Harper with a two-run home run.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Seven cars.